Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
A strawberry alarm clock, believe it or not. Incense and peppermint. 17 till the hour. Thanks for hanging out with me. We're celebrating at 17 till. We're celebrating the 17th anniversary of the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. We're doing it with our good friend Tim Berry, original founding member of our Brain Trust, the founder and of Palo Alto Software, the folks who make Business Plan Pro. Live Plan is their lead product these days in the cloud, right, Tim?
Yeah.
And if you want to know more about business planning, they have an absolutely outstanding, and I mean gold standard, website for business planning education, bplans.com. Also, you need to know about Tim Berry's website, timberry.com. I promise you, you'll thank me if you go hang out there for a while. You'll get smarter, no question about that. And you got a new book that you're working on, Tim, on the topic of what we're talking about today, lean planning.
Yes. And that's at leanplan.com.
And this is where you're serializing basically the upcoming book on the topic.
Yes.
So check that out, folks. We're talking about lean business planning. In the previous segment, Tim, you defined lean. Lean is a term, folks, that's used for a quality process of operating. That's my definition. Another definition is making high value processes obvious and eliminate other things, everything else. So apply lean to business planning, Tim.
I think it's so much the time now that we need to apply this concept of lean to business planning, because people are forgetting and not benefiting from business planning, because the elaborate business plan isn't needed by everybody. Only special cases,
mm-hmm.
right? If you're getting investment or a loan or
right.
whatever.
Right.
And yet real business planning is something that everybody can benefit from. So if we apply that principle of do only what you need, you do a thin, lean, easy to just big enough business plan.
Mm-hmm.
And if we apply that PDCA, plan, do, check, adjust, to business planning, it becomes plan, run, review, revise. You do a small business plan, and I hope we have time to get into what that is.
Yep.
And then you constantly review and revise, and you never do the big thing, you know, the principle of do just what you need.
Right.
If you don't need all the summaries and all the descriptions and all the analysis, you just want to manage what you're going to do, then you don't do all the rest of that.
Mm-hmm.
You do just what you're going to use. So
and it's less likely to cause you to create, number one, to get bogged down in creating an epistle, some kind of a document, and more likely that you'll get to the obvious that adds value to your business, which is what lean means, and it's probably a lot handier to manage with once you develop your plan,
because it's focused. So the lean business plan doesn't have big descriptions. It has just some really important bullet points to describe for yourself
mm-hmm.
what your strategy is
mm-hmm.
and what your key tactics are to execute that strategy, and concrete specific milestones and assumptions and metrics, only the lists, the concrete and specifics, and the essential business numbers that you need to run cash flow. You need to know sales and
so
spending and so on.
What's
cash
different?
Flow.
All right, I don't want to get ahead of you. And if you think it deserves, it could do the. We could talk about in the third segment. I'll wait on that for that. But before long, I'll let you decide what's next. I want to talk about what's different about the financials and lean versus regular planning. So you want to wait on
one,
that? Or you want
one thing only in the lean plan. You still need essential business numbers, because you can't afford not to plan and manage.
You
cash
still
flow.
Need a budget. You still need a cash flow projection.
Yes.
You still need to be able to project what your sales are going to be and what resources you're going to need, including capital as you grow. Right?
Absolutely.
And that part of it's no different from any other business plan.
It is slightly different, Jim. Not what we just said, but in a lean plan, you need that information. You need to make sure you've got sales and spending, expenses mm-hmm. and costs and so on, and cash flow, because you just absolutely need them. But you don't necessarily have to generate the formal projected financial statements like the projected balance mm-hmm. sheet and projected profit and loss.
Well,
and
a balance sheet on a startup is useless anyway.
So you use just in that whole thing of the principle is do only what you need.
Right.
You absolutely need to manage those essential business numbers of cash flow.
Right.
You don't necessarily need to create the formal projections, mm-hmm. pro formas, and things like that. That's what I would say would be the difference regarding the financials.
So the truth is, in the old business planning way, unless you've got a lot more sophisticated reason for developing the full narrative type of plan, which is still important, folks. There's nothing wrong with it. It's still plenty valuable. But with what you're talking about, instead of taking maybe a couple of weeks or a month to work up, you could do what you're talking about in a day.
Oh yeah, the hard part with a lean business plan is knowing. Writing it down, you write it down as simply as possible for just you and the people who use it. It's the knowing, so if you know what's going on, you should be able to do it mm-hmm. in a few hours.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the hard part is, yeah, but we got to project sales, and what about what drives sales?
Right.
And, you know, some of that takes... The thinking isn't necessarily a couple hours, but
the
actual writing it down, you keep it lean, you keep it small, you keep it a minimum viable business plan.
Well, and you're Mr. Plan versus Actual.
Yes.
Is that the same in lean?
Yes. Yes, it's vital.
I call him Mr. Plan versus Actual, folks. If there's one thing, that's what we're going to put that on his tombstone, Mr. Plan versus Actual, because that's the key to managing with your business plan. Quick break. Right back with Tim Berry. Tintel, I'm Jim Blasingame. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.